in a couple weeks, we're going to be heading out to the peninsula to do some broadcasts.
Sprint bowl racing's back.
And we'll be in Sequim, and we'll be in Port Angeles. And
signing folks up for the 92 days of summer.
And one thing we do know, that when we go out there, that lodging is really at a premium. There aren't a lot of rooms in Port Angeles and Sequim. So when they have big events out there, you got to get what you can get. And so this is an important, I think, story to pass along and an important feature that we do here. These are Yelp reviews. Now, did you hear about in the news just a few moments ago? We told you about a couple of motels in Port Angeles that got busted. There were heroin and meth were pulled out of those motels, and a few people got arrested. The Travelers Motel and the Holiday Lodge on East 1st Street. And so I did a little investigating. I was going around the various pages in Port Angeles, some Facebook pages, to find out some more information. And there was one guy in particular who said, you got to read the Yelp reviews on the Holiday Lodge on East 1st Street in Port Angeles. And so we shall.
Yelp, I'm telling everybody, Yelp, the service was shoddy, Yelp. It's Brad and John reading Yelp.
That's a great name, the Holiday Lodge. It sounds like this place would be a lot of fun.
Hey, you want to come see Hurricane Ridge?
Yeah.
You want to come out and watch the boat races? Come out for the cross-dressing festival? Be here.
Stay at the Holiday Lodge on East 1st Street.
The accommodations.
Well, let's get the reviews here on the Holiday Lodge, beginning with Brad, not you, Brad, but a different Brad in Port Angeles. His one-star review reads, the room was filthy. The sheets smelled like cigarettes and dog. I went down to a local 24-hour laundromat to wash them before I slept in them. Now, that's not a good sign. When you're walking out of your hotel room with their sheets and you're heading to the laundromat. Under the bed, it looked like it hadn't been swept or vacuumed ever, and the shower had black mold. It's only $50 for a night. If that's all you can afford and you want some amenities, bring a basket of cleaning supplies and plan on cleaning the place yourself. All right. Well, that's just one guy's review. Let's read someone else's.
You know how it is, though, when you stay at someone else's bed and someone else's house and you're with your lady or whatever, and then in the morning you just walk the sheets down. And it's like you don't have to say a word. Everybody knows the deal.
Linda in Portland says her Yelp review of the Holiday Lodge in Port Angeles. We were looking for a place to sleep for a few hours until we were to catch the ferry to Victoria the next day. We arrived pretty late, and I was terrified to get out of the car. The smell, the noise. Let's put it this way. We brought our own sheets and blankets, which we laid down on top of their bedding. We lodged a chair under the door while we attempted to sleep. We wore shoes everywhere in that room.
We wore shoes. And then we took some crabs to Victoria.
And I know people are listening are saying, well, what was wrong with these people? How come they're staying there? Well, I'm telling you, there are not a lot of motels and hotels.
Or something.
You don't have everything else is probably booked. That's probably the last place in town. Jessica in Seattle, her review. I had to clean the bathroom. There were men's whiskers in the sink.
Ah.
The toilet had not been cleaned very well, and the floor was dirty as I wiped it with my disinfectant towels.
Welcome to the holiday.
The bed had no mattress pad on it. Instead, they used an old wool blanket under the bottom sheet. The bottom sheet did not fit the bed, so during the night, we constantly found ourselves sleeping directly on the mattress. Okay. Here's a review from Sunny. A woman named Sunny from St. Louis.
Sunny.
Sunny says, we actually went to Walmart and bought a blanket because I didn't want to use their comforter.
This is the third person that resorted to getting their own sheets.
Yeah. Riley from Anchorage. This is someone from Alaska. I mean, there are probably some very Spartan accommodations in that state. Let's see what they think. There was constant yelling through the paper-thin walls. We reported to the manager and requested a refund. He declined and told us we should have just put earplugs in.
And those are sold in the gift shop.
He told us the reason the motel is so bad because people like us who complain.
You're the problem.
And finally,
we pass the blame on to you.
And finally, Jory from Vancouver, Washington's review. The beds are closer to concrete slabs than beds. Garbage is piled in mountains all over the place. I wouldn't recommend touching the floor without socks. It's sticky and moist.
Yelp, I'm telling everybody, Yelp, the service was shoddy. Yelp, it's Brad and John reading Yelp.
If it comes down to it, when we get out there, I'll just sleep in the van.
The Holiday Lodge.
I will sleep
in
the van.
In a couple of weeks. Or the van. Yeah, the van is looking pretty good.